The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You know when you get together with family and you have all of these ideas, oh, it's going to be so great and we're going to have the best time, and then it doesn't turn out that way?
Oh.
Okay, we got together with family and it actually did. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
Huge automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My mama was in town. If you don't know, she was she had cancer. She is now cancer-free. I can love be able to say that.
Blessings.
But she still has a very long journey, and so she had to have some reconstructive surgery, one of many that are coming up. And my daughter also came into town, my middle daughter Stasia, and she's like, let's play Uno. And so I'm not gonna lie,
Nobody was that excited to do it.
We've gotten together and done family things before, and you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't always end up the best moments or memories. It was beautiful. We had the best time. We played Uno for over an hour and a half. And my mom doesn't stay up late. It's near midnight, and she's there. And Otto was so upset, though, Anthony, because he lost.
I couldn't win. We played like 15 games, and I couldn't win.
Uno's one of those games that can get really aggressive and competitive if you let it go that
way. Aggressive is the word. I was like, Otto, calm down. Calm down. My father won three in a row. And I told Otto, because he had the last card. My dad had the last card. And I said, Otto, play strategically. You know what he did? He put down a card to make me lose, skip me. And guess what it did? It made my dad win the game.
Adolfo's hiding that card. I told you.
Because I cheat. I was looking at everybody's cards. Anyway, go ahead.
I still got friends who haven't talked to each other because of a reverse four.
Yeah.
So it's a reverse four. And I don't know what it is. I'm just going to say this. The most Latinx thing about me is that I don't know how to play Uno.
You'd remember. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, we're going to have you and producer Jack over to play Uno. It's so fun. It's a good time. Yeah, no?
Everyone got real quiet. Jack's like, okay.
I'm going to go play Uno at your house. Anyway, I know what I'm talking about. You get together and it doesn't always, I don't know, I'll be honest, I don't always have the best memories of my family getting together.
We never played Uno.
When you were little?
No, my dad. So my dad, he used to have friends over and they play poker, but we didn't.
I get the card games with adults. My nana had a canasta team that she played with. You know what canasta is? Mm-mm. Anthony, it's a game that took 3 days. These ladies would be in a pool house for 3 days. Money and daiquiris just flying around. I'm like, what's happening,
Nana? The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, when you finally move on up in the world and you move into that house with the HOA, that means you're doing well. Because you pay an HOA, that means that they're taking care of the yard, maybe even your roof and whatnot. The couple versus the HOA. So they build a pool in their backyard. They don't have to ask the HOA for that, but they do have to talk about getting their pool filled. You have to have water brought in. You can't just use the garden hose.
I've never owned a pool. I don't know.
Okay, so I didn't know this. So it was going to cost this couple, they were quoted, $2,585 to fill the pool.
For some water?
For some water, Otto. It's a lot of gallons, obviously.
And we're in a drought across America.
Okay, it's 16,500 gallons. So they just grabbed a garden hose and did it themselves.
What are they doing over there with the data center? What do they got going on over there, dude?
What kind of AI pool is this?
Come on, bro. We got the water for that.
So the HOA is mad, and the neighbors are angry. Like, this costs us all money. Blah.
Because the water bills. I'd be mad,
it's
too.
It's the HOA.
This can be handled two ways. Clearly, I think they're in the wrong because they can't just be using that. Bring in your own water if you want to be the fancy neighbors with the pool. Or option two, we now have a community pool for everybody.
I mean, you did pay for the water.
Yeah, I did pay for the water. That's my water. I'm going to use my water.
If I'm paying for the water, then clearly me and my kids can go jump in the pool.
Better leave that back gate open.
You know, the HOAs, I talked about, when you first move into the house. It's good in theory, the HOA. It can be stressful, though, to deal with your homeowners association.
We have a HOA meeting tonight.
Oh, I know we do. And yesterday we met Mike in the gym. Otto and I are working out. We'd never seen Mike before. He walks in. You could tell Mike, he pays his HOA on time. Looks like he's got a couple of bucks. And he says, I need y'all at the meeting because we need a new gym. I can't stand this old equipment. Back me up on it. I said, okay. We'll see what happens with the HOA.
I told Mike he was preaching to the choir because we've been pushing for a new gym and pushing for a lot of different things with inside of our HOA, and then none of them have happened.
They all get denied.
So now you guys are going as Mike's reinforcements.
Yes,
HOA
we are.
Now.
We were already going with a laundry list of things we want to. Because like you said, Anthony, you're paying in to this association to better the neighborhood or your building or whatever else.
You got a laundry list, Diva?
Oh,
what's going on
you
here?
You don't even know. Okay, I'm like...
You don't want to live in the same neighborhood as Dana.
Oh, no.
Yes, you do. I'm upping the value of the neighborhood, okay?
Well, you're doing something.
Oh, my gosh.
Too
okay.
much is what it's called.
Pay your HOA on time. Pay it on time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Drake is buying an OnlyFans model's mother a house. So we've been talking about this, right? Drake goes on these virtual dates. It was 20 versus 1. He ends up picking the goth girl, the goth baddie. That's what she's known as now, Pinky Chew. She calls herself Pink. And when he asked her, "What do you want?" she said she wanted a home for her mother. And I mean, the internet cried together. Collectively, we were like, oh my gosh, this woman is amazing.
When Drake said he could do that, I was like, wow, that's a nice thing for him to do.
She told her mother. Her mother starts crying. She actually spoke to TMZ about just this incredible opportunity to change her family's life.
I think she's just really grateful. Like, I do OF, and a lot of the money I have, I do take care of my family, like helping my sisters. And you know, I'm half Mexican, so we're all really, really close. And like, so obviously she's like over the moon.
I'm glad she threw the half Mexican thing in there, because if you get a lot of money, you better do something for your mother, you know, or you'll never hear the end of it. So I heard online that there could be a $500,000 or $1 million cap on the house, somewhere between there.
That's still crazy.
Well, okay, think about like Joe Rogan. Austin's the spot. That's where you need to be, right? So he kind of changed. You don't have to be in LA to make it. Austin's spendy, though.
Yeah,
it's
but
$500,000, $1 million, whatever. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And especially if she doesn't have any money, because I know there might not be state income tax, but that property tax is real. And so.
Okay, pragmatic.
I'm sorry.
Auto.
But if you get, let's say it's a $500,000 house, you're going to have a $10,000+ bill, tax bill.
Well, Pink can play for his mama. For her mother.
You're right, DJ Automatic. So every time I subscribe to that OnlyFans page, I'll be contributing to that property tax.
Do you know what, Aunt? Do something for your community. Way to go, dude.
I will. There
Salute
it is,
to you.
Are we just not going to let go of how this woman is beautiful?
I have a feeling that she's going to be able to cover the 10 grand real easy after this. She's about to be one of the most famous people on OnlyFans.
Yeah. If you want to see how gorgeous she is and you want her IG, hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll send it to you in the DMs. It's no wonder Drake picked her to sit down and have the date with. It was a virtual date, by the way. She clarified, because TMZ also asked her, hey, was there a date? Did y'all kiss? And she's like, Drake was a gentleman. No. We talked. We spoke about things, and now he's buying my mama a house.
Sure, that's what they did, Drake.
Oh, gosh.
Sure, pal.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so the average car payment has risen by 10% just in the past 2 years. Before I tell you what Americans are paying, Otto, I want you to guess, what is the average car payment right now?
I'm going to say $700.
Wrong.
Oh.
Anthony A., what is the average car payment right now?
$650.
Wrong. $720 a month.
That was only 20 bucks off.
You know what? You were still off. What? Are you kidding me right now? That is so hard to believe. I feel so badly because I just think about myself when I first moved out with my daughter. Of course, I had her when I was 15, but it doesn't matter. I think about how difficult grocery shopping was, how difficult paying my light bill, just regular expenses, my apartment.
Your car insurance.
Honey, baby, what car insurance? Your girl here was riding dirty,
oh,
okay?
Yeah,
me a chameleonaire. I swear to you, I would pray not to get pulled over, because then I'd get a ticket. Well, then just put me deeper in the hole. Like, I'm just being real. I rode around without car insurance. God, I'm so sorry about that, but it's true. I couldn't afford it. I had to decide between water bill 1 month and electric bill the next. $720 a month. My first house payment was about that.
Dang.
And I owned the home.
What?
I didn't know how I was going to pay it. I had no idea how I was going to pay that house.
This in the 70s.
No, absolutely not. No, it was not.
You turned me into Little John right there.
What? No, it really was. I My mother co-signed for a home for me. I paid $69,000 for the home, and I had no idea how
$69,000.
Sold it for double. Sold
what
the house for double.
This? Man,
that's in the 2000s.
Oh, geez.
West Texas, baby, West Texas. Yeah, it's just things have gotten out of control. Amy, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What do you pay right now for your car?
Well, my son, who's 28, pays $450 and then $450 for the insurance.
Oh my gosh!
Did he get in an accident?
To $900 a month.
That's a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think don't men automatically pay more for car insurance because they drive so poorly?
When I was, yeah, when I first got my first car, I was paying like $100 a month. It wasn't, no.
Yeah, what was that, 1980? Like, come on.
Not that old.
I know you're not. I
yeah,
know.
But there's wrecks, and if you're, I think even if you're single, it goes up.
Maybe. It does go up.
What?
But Amy, $900 a month is absolutely outrageous. Does he?
That's why I can't charge him rent.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't.
And he can't move out because of that.
Of course not.
Right.
And why would he? I think that we, you know, of course you want your kids to move out. I want everybody to move out and struggle a little bit. Got to get on the struggle bus. That's how we grow as people. But at the same time, you know, there's a reason that you can stay with family as well in this economy. I think it's just craziness. And a lot of immigrant families, like for me growing up, I'm Mexicana. Like, you live with your family until you go off and get married and
both
stuff.
Both my brothers stayed at home until they were 30.
Why not?
They weren't married, and there was no reason to be out there paying rent. And I think that you're right. There's no shame at staying at home after 18 at this point.
There
that
shouldn't
whole,
be.
Moving out at 18, that was just the corporations trying to get you to spend
more
money.
If you can, though, if you have a car, because Amy, I don't know about you. You know, obviously your son doesn't have that, but my mother, luckily, was able to give me a car, like an old car. It was beater, whatever, but it got me from A, B to C. You know, and so I didn't have a car payment initially because I don't think I could have made it had I had a car payment. It just.
My first car payment that from the first new car that I ever bought was $400.
Otto, $400 out the gate? That's a lot.
It was a brand new car.
I feel like that's kind of normal for nowadays.
Yeah, it was a Toyota. Like, it was not like crazy. Yeah, I feel like that was like a normal average
payment. Yeah, I guess. I just, you know, I keep thinking about my life now and my life then, and I don't even think I could have imagined that I could afford. You know, sometimes I'll just do some Amazon shopping because I was trying to buy some beans and rice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I never thought we'd be talking about Madonna right now. But she performed at FIFA's first time ever halftime show, and she got a lot of great reviews.
She killed it, yeah.
She did. A lot of upbeat, right? A lot of upbeat music she came out with. Madonna and my Nana have something in common. Madonna lost her mother when she was only 5 years old. My Nana lost her mother, when she was 4 years old, and on her fifth birthday, her mother was laid to rest. My grandmother was such a great mother. She was so loving. You have to wonder, when you grow up without a mother, how can you mother? Rosie O'Donnell met Madonna when they made the movie A League of Their Own, which is a classic with
Great
Tom
movie.
Hanks, one of my favorite movies ever. They're still best friends to this very day. And Rosie O'Donnell recently has been making the rounds, doing interviews, and she's talking about what kind of mother Madonna was.
Madonna has done one hell of a job raising those children. She, like, ran a very tight ship, and I had a very not tight ship. Her kid would come over, like, as soon as she left, they came over for a play date, and I would give them an ice pop. One of them fell on the floor, and I was like, you can have another one. We have so many ice pops here. I turn on the cartoons. They didn't get to watch TV. But she's an amazing mother, and those kids are concert pianists and artists and singers, and she is pretty phenomenal, I have to say, and a motherless daughter. She had to mother without having been mothered, even younger than I was when her mother died. So I have nothing but respect and admiration, and I think at 68 to still be putting out new music and shaking everything up as she does is pretty remarkable.
I mean, the woman just shared a stage with Shakira. That you got to give her some credit. And Madonna is named after her mother. My grandmother was also named after her mother. You know, losing your mother at 5 years of age is difficult. But my grandmother was a great mom.
The one thing I took from this is, how many women are named after their moms?
The person that stood out to me, right? Well, Madonna, my Nana, Carolina Herrera. She's a famous designer.
I grew up with a girl named Sharon, and she was actually named after her mother, Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon Jr.
Sharon Jr., which I always thought was so odd. And I thought she was the only person. And then when you saw it with Madonna, and then I didn't know about your grandma.
I didn't even know that was an option, that women can name their daughters after themselves. That's cool. I'm for that.
In Mexico, you have your mother's last name.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't hear of very many juniors that are women.
But I wonder if you just don't know, because you didn't even know about my nana. My nana's name was actually Natalia, but because she lost her mother when she was so young, her mother's name was Guadalupe. They started calling her Lupita, Little Lupe. So then after that, it just stuck. And I don't know if she ever legally changed it, but all her IDs said Lupe.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Usher and Chris Brown are on tour, right? And of course, everybody's excited, but I swear to you, someone just upstaged both of them. There was a guest on. Oh, man. Listen to Ashanti. Listen to the crowd. I have physical chills listening to that right now, and I'm singing every word in my head because, well, number one, it's a great song. Number two, she sounds so good. And if you watch the video, honey baby, gosh, she came out in some lingerie looking good. Ashanti, my gosh, she's aged like fine wine.
Yes, she has. Ashanti has been somebody who's been able to maintain her star power through multiple decades. And no matter where she's at, she causes this hysteria. And I guess this is rightfully so because of her talent and how beautiful she is.
When we hosted the Nelly concert, and she didn't perform, which I was very disappointed by, but she was backstage. And she walked by us, I swear all of us just stopped. We just stopped in our tracks.
Anthony said something that actually really hit me. He said her staying power, because she hasn't had a big record in a very long time.
I know, it doesn't matter.
But people are speechless when they see her.
She's just beautiful. It's not just that, it's the talent, right? We need to study her. She needs a class too. Have you been to a concert where you just couldn't believe the reaction, whether it was you or the people around you? Someone moved everybody so much, you know, they were just in love with this artist.
I had the privilege and honor of covering 50 Cent's anniversary for Get Rich or Die Trying, the album.
Yeah.
And I was in this maybe about a 2,000 person venue, and I was up on the balcony area, and then the second song dropped, and that's when Eminem's on it, and Eminem came out.
Oh my god,
dude, I was on the balcony and people rushed to the top of the balcony. I thought it was gonna fall down. It was one of the craziest concert moments and just moments of my life, period.
Could you feel like a thunder, like the shaking, you know what I mean?
The moment you saw his silhouette and you saw the hoodie with his, like, the way he raps, you knew it was crazy. Pure hysteria.
Man, poor people up there on the balcony. They're like, we should be down there.
That reminds me of the time. So I've seen Kanye a bunch of times, but when he was on the Life of Pablo tour and he had that floating stage that would go out over the crowd and the mosh pits that would start underneath it, that was so much fun.
Otto, because you were in the mosh pit. I think I have video. I was like, what are you doing? You're going to get hurt. You're going to get injured.
Screaming along to all my favorite songs and moshing? Come on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.